So a few days ago, I invited lurkers, or non-responders, or people who don't generally email and don't post on the blog, and lurkers, somebody who reads but doesn't participate. I invited lurkers to email me as a way of reaching out, and that I would select two of the lurker emails, and I would reply to them with a voice audio message. So what you're going to hear now is me reading the email that I got, and then you'll hear my reply. This email came from Liz. Belle, I'm one of those lurkers. I'm 16 days sober and was sitting in my office crying when your email arrived. My longest period of time sober was 76 days this past summer, and every minute of it felt like forever. I love lemon meringue pie, which was part of the question. In the original email, I asked if you had to choose between lemon meringue pie or coconut cream pie, what would you say? She picks lemon. So here's my audio response to her. Hi there. You have sent me an email saying that you're on day 16 today, which I have to tell you is a particularly good day generally. It's a turning point day where you can see day 30 coming up, and you're further away from day 1 than you are to day 30, so you can face forward and see day 30 coming up. You also say that your longest period of time sober was 76 days, which is actually good news because it means that you've had some recent success, and so you know that being sober is better. Like, I don't have to convince you that quitting drinking will be better than continuing to drink. Because there's some people who come to day 1 and they don't believe that it actually gets better. And in your case, you have that advantage. And if you're not able to get the kind of traction that you want, then you would add more stuff. You've probably heard me talk about the difference between trying harder and trying different. And if you continue to try and try and try and you're doing all the same things but you don't change anything, then you'll get similar results. And quitting drinking gets harder each time you restart. So it's sort of like a double whammy of you need to restart and add new things. If you need some ideas on what those things would be, you would email me. And I would give you a list of suggestions. And then if you want to email me more, we can talk about how to do that too. But to restart and not change anything is just too hard. And to try to do it alone in your head is just too hard. And to feel like the whole thing is a big struggle is not necessary. It isn't like that for everybody. And the more you reach out, the better you feel. Hooray for lemon meringue pie. Okay, goodbye.